This podcast is brought to you by SEW Eurodrive, leaders in the field of drive technology. Thursday, April 1st, 2010. From Creamer Media in Johannesburg, I'm Tamsin Grohman. Making headlines today. Despite ongoing challenges regarding power supply stability, new indigenisation legislation and working capital pressures, indications are that Caledonia Mining's Blanket Gold operation in Zimbabwe will reach its targeted yearly output level of 40,000 ounces a year before year-end. The Blanket mine was halted from October 2008 to April 2009 because of continuing non-payment of foreign exchange by the country's reserve bank for the sale of gold delivered to the bank's Fidelity printers and refiners. But the mine reopened after the government approved a new policy under which gold producers can market and sell their gold directly and are also allowed to keep the payment for their gold in foreign exchange. Caledonia is also working on an expansion project at Blanket's No. 4 shaft and the crushing milling section of the plant, which should be completed by the end of the year. It will enable the operation to ramp up production to the 40,000 ounces a year level. Diversified miner BHP Billiton has restarted the Groote Eland manganese mine in the Northern Territory. Operations at the mine were suspended on March 28th owing to a tropical cyclone threat. A company spokesperson told Mining Weekly Online that the operation had restarted in line with the Groote Eland Mining Company's safety procedures. The spokesperson would not comment on the production lost during the downtime. Also making headlines, workers at Aurora Empowerment Systems' Grootvlei mine in Springs are still waiting to be paid. Government, business and labour set South African mining on a new growth path. Chinese steelmaker Baowu Steel says benchmark pricing will benefit mills and miners. And Pan African Resources is to buy a stake in a PGM tailings facility for 53 million rand. That's a roundup of news making headlines today.